The Giants, the GWS variety, put paid to Carlton by 6 goals. A very comfortable win and best player on the ground, or close enough to, was Lachie Whitfield. I demanded that he join us this morning. He's been good enough to jump on. Lock, g'day.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're going well, young man. And what have you been up to this morning? A little bit of swim in the ocean? Where do we find you on Mondays?
No, I've just arrived at the club. Got the golf on the TV, watching who stays and get to work.
Nice work. It was a pretty impressive performance on the weekend, I think. I mean, you're playing a Carlton side who have been under all sorts of spotlight. Were you a little surprised at the passive nature of Carlton early in this game?
I don't know if they were passive. I think the first quarter was a bit of a brawl. We just knew that we wanted to come out and play hard footy because we needed to bounce back after last week. And, they were good. They were pretty good in that third quarter. We couldn't really stop their momentum, but, yeah, we ran over the end.
Hey, Lockie, good morning to you. It's Tim here. Gary has got a buckled rib. I'm not quite sure whether or not you know about this. You had a lacerated liver early in the season. He says a buckled rib's worse than a lacerated liver. Can you just tell us about the time you spent in hospital and the rehabilitation and how long it took you to recover?
It was pretty hard. There was 2-ish weeks in hospital. I think it was 13 days. And, I wasn't really able to get out of the bed, so I was horizontal for most of that time. And, a lot of annoying days at home, really. There's not much you can do to speed up the process other than just wait. So, it's a frustrating period. I think a rib's pretty bad, though, Gaz.
Worry about that. How do you lacerate your liver?
I just got a knee to, the bottom of my ribs, and the ribs sort of, jabbed at it and, as if it was a knife or something, and just opened it up.
Did you know straight away that it was serious?
Nah, I didn't. I just thought I kind of winded myself, and I continued to train, and I had all this soreness in my right shoulder, which I thought was really weird. And then, usually if you got that sore, it's got something to do with your liver because everything on your right hand side pushes up. So I had to go to the hospital the next day.
How much weight did you lose during that time?
I actually never checked. I was too nervous to. I reckon it would have been close to about 8 to 10 kilo, and I'm still trying to get most of that back, playing a little bit lighter than usual at the moment.
You're not a hulking monster, let's be honest.
No, I looked like a bloody addict down at Frankston.
Hey, you know when Toby Green lined up for that torp outside 50, what were you thinking at that time?
I actually thought he had it in him. I was standing next to him trying to give him a little bit of advice, as most people were at that time. But I thought we were about to see something pretty special, and we did, didn't we?
We did. What advice were you giving him?
I was just yelling at him to kick it up. Kick it as high as you can, and you can get a torp in it. Get some good spiral. It usually goes a distance. But, I don't even think you looked at me, so... But I guess I can claim it. He took my advice.
What sort of captain is he? Well, I mean, we're not jumping on the grave of Steve Cornelio, who's had his own challenges with injury and form and everything else that goes around. But I think we've all sat back and admired the way that he's gone about it and led from the front and at the right time when he needs to lift, he lifts. What would you say about his leadership?
Toby's just that guy that you sort of jump on the back of him when he gets going. He's definitely an on-field leader. And can give a really inspiring sort of pre-bounce speech. He gets pretty passionate, and he's not too vocal through the week. It's more left to Cogs, but on the field at the moment, what he's doing for us, he's just probably one of the best impact players in the comp, pretty easily. So we just jump on his shoulders and get behind him.
Did you expect to be where you are currently on the ladder, the Giants? I mean, everybody at the beginning of this year, they were death riding the Giants, saying they're going to have to go through a slow rebuilding process again. You're just a game outside the 89th position at the moment. Does that surprise you in any way?
No, it definitely didn't surprise me. After going zipping 3 at the start and getting a ton of injuries, we just blooded a lot of youth, and they gave us a lot of energy. And seeing how we were going through that 5-week period after those early losses, you kind of could feel that there was a really good vibe around the place, and the footy sort of started to turn around. But we've obviously had lapses in the last month, like the game against North didn't go as planned. But we're getting some players back, we're getting some games played back. So, yeah, it's pretty good, exciting place to be around at the moment.
With Lachie Whitfield, a star from the Gold Coast, from the GWS Giant.
Hello, we know something.
Come on, Gaz.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about a piece of paper I've got at home about Lachie Whitfield of the Melbourne Footy Club. I'll ask him in a minute, but before I do that, there's some players that we see it at Essendon. They lost players, you know, got traded out, and you know, there's a bit of woe and doom around the place. But what happens is opportunity presents itself, and I reckon we're seeing a lot of that with your club now. Some players that are getting time in the senior 20 or senior 18, and really, you know, so is that coming? We haven't seen a lot of Connor Iden. We haven't seen a lot of, but they all look really comfortable at the level. Jack Buckley is you know, just got himself a position now. Bobby Hill's playing regularly. Kieran Briggs is starting to play some footy. It's a pretty deep list you got.
Yeah, well, we had to test it pretty early in the year with a lot of injuries. So, you know, when you get given a chance, and these young kids, you know, have been sitting in the twos for a number of years just waiting for their opportunity, they're now showing that, you know, the footy world what they got, and, you know, led by that back three, you probably said, in Isaac, Connor and Jack, they're going to, you know, keep some good places out of the team. I'd suspect they're doing really well. So it's good to have good depth.
It is. You've got great depth there at the moment. Some great young talent coming through too. Lachie, the doco that was made last year, did you sit down and watch it?
I watched the first half of the first episode. That was it.
What did you think of it?
I found it a little bit cringe.
What did you find it a little bit cringe?
I don't know. I just seen, you know, your teammates and yourself on TV, and you know, you listen to your voice and you don't even think that's how you sound. It's just I struggled to watch it in that sense. But yeah, I don't know. I don't watch a ton of footy as it is, so I was let that slide through the keeper.
If you don't watch footy, what do you watch? What do you invest yourself in your time in? Sports?
Other sports. golf, soccer, F1s.
Yeah, all the important stuff. Which you don't need to be watching footy all the time. Hey, I've got a question that was really interesting on the weekend, and you might be able to clear a few things up for us. Josh Kelly and then Bobby Hill both came off the ground with ankle injuries. And there was some vision of Bobby Hill, who had his sock taken off, and there was a massive, you know, swelling you could see straight away, but he didn't have his ankles taped. Now, and the commentators, Luke Darcy, are of the, you know, little similar vintage to what I was, and Tim, we used to have to tape for games and for training. What's the situation these days?
Well, it's not mandatory.
Really?
It was in my early part of my career, so I've sort of just continued that trend, and I tape mine every game, but I don't tape it through the week. A lot of the boys do have ankle issues, and I've had surgery on mine, so it can get a little bit frustrating taping them through the week and putting like the tightness and pressure on them. So I tend to try and give them a break through the week and then make sure they're taped for the weekend just in case, you have to rely on it if a roll happens.
What was the rationale behind them going from compulsory to discretionary? What was the thought process?
Don't know. I think it probably should be compulsory. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just players' choice. The players have the power these days, don't we?
Hey, Hawthorn, you're due to take the Hawks on at GWS Giant Stadium on Sunday. Do you know a bit from the COVID point of view whether they think that's going to take place, given that there's a few COVID positives around Sydney Town?
Yeah, well, we've just had a meeting this morning about all the protocols and that we are now under. We're not really allowed to do all that much other than come to training at the moment. So I think they're doing that just in case it continues to spike up here and, you know, maybe we need to get down to Melbourne. But I think at this stage, yeah, we'll go ahead as per planned on Sunday against the Hawks. And I'm hoping it stays up here.
Hey, Lachie, I think you are Gary's favourite player in the competition. My favourite player in the competition is Big Prusy. If Prusy and Mummy were having a sausage-eating competition, who would win?
Oh, shit. That's hard. Probably Mummy, just, like, on a points decision. But they'd fight over the food. They'd be brawling for it.
Hey, Louis Oosthuizen now leads the US Open by two shots. DeChambeau dropped a shot, so they're at four under with McIlroy. I have a piece of paper with your commitment to the Melbourne Football Club signed, sealed. So if Jason McCartney needs to get in touch with me, Can you remember making that commitment?
I do. I remember exactly where it was in the back corner of a Richmond pub with you, but
yes,
I didn't have proper management around me. So you took your advantage under the influence, I think.
Hey, was Gary your favourite player? Did you?
I coached Lockie for a year.
Oh, okay, Lockie didn't grow up barracking for Melbourne.
Oh, he's a Hawkman, I think, weren't you, Lock?
Yeah, Hawks back in the day.
I think your dad might have been.
What sort of a coach was Gary?
He was probably one of the first coaches that employed the old school tactics, the sprays and all that. Because when I was growing up, it was just dad's really coaching us. So I was the first proper coach I had. Sprays. Guys in the under 16. So yeah, opened my eyes up to proper footy.
Did you cop a spray from him?
Probably. I don't remember, but a long time ago.
It was good fun. We had a lot of fun, and Jakey Stringer was in that side as well, so they've all gone on kicked on these
Ollie Wines too, I think.
Ollie Wines as well. How did we not win that series? We're not a very good coach.
You didn't win the series.
No, unlucky.
Right. You had a fair bit of talent at your disposal.
Hey, good luck. It's great to talk to you. The Giants, I think they're on the right track. I don't know whether the finals, I know you wouldn't have given up on that. You're still very much in contention. So we'll watch and see what happens, but good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
On your Lockie.
Lockie Whitfield there. He is a star. He was here for Keyser, struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keyser. Now open in Mornington and Ocean Grove.